Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Testing, testing, testing.
I started small-scale gardening in 2014, and I launched Small Scale Life in late 2015. So I thought, you know, this time I'd like to have a podcast. I want to get more YouTube videos up. Last year was just a real tipping point for a lot of things. So I wanted to start the Small Scale Life effort and put all these elements together with it. Not that small scale gardening was bad, but there's just a lot of epiphanies happen. So that's kind of, you know, we started podcasting in January 1. So I had some experience doing some other things, but this is my first interview for another podcast that's outside of what I've been doing and then those other side projects I've been working on. So
cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. I mean, you know what? Because I know you're going to be dropping, as I call them now, golden seeds.
Oh, my.
All over the place. And I don't want to miss any of it. I just, and so unfortunately, because I was on the phone with Apple up until about 6 minutes before we jumped on.
If you need
to take
some time, that's
fine. I have not had
time
to go through your website as much as I would.
Sure.
So I don't know as much as I would like to know, but I do always like to tell people. So what my point is, I don't know if you do interviews or if you do topic based, but I do like to tell people because it's recorded, and you probably know this, it's really easy to edit. If you need to get a drink, you want to rechange an answer, you need to help your wife or your kids or the dog out, like, don't hesitate to put me on hold. It's really, I'm super flexible that way. Mm-hmm. And then I just read a disclaimer really quick and then I'll just introduce you and then we'll be good.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. And you didn't have any questions for me, right?
Not about podcasting. I mean, I'm curious how you got started and everything, but we'll get into that probably later.
Yeah. And if we don't, we can do it in the post chat or whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so here's my disclosure that I got from my podcasting group, and I can send this to you later if you do I just read, please note that by participating in the Organic Gardener Podcast and
I really like that disclaimer, by the way. I think that's smart. That's really smart. So,
you know, and I have been doing that now for, you're the 131st person. I have read it to pretty much everybody. There were two people that were like a close friend who I just felt like I shouldn't ask him to, like, I begged him to come on my show. And so I know, you know, and nobody said anything until just recently, this woman who just recently published a book, and she said, that's great, except for commercial uses.
Oh.
Whatever that means. And so I just figure I can't use anything she's saying in the future down the road, or if I do, I need to ask her for permission or something specifically. So, but other than that, most people are just like, yeah, that's great. And can I share it? And, you know, it's so funny because most of the podcasting people are always like, their big thing is getting people to share it. You know, they're like, you know, you get through the circuit and people, like, you know, forget, or if they have a bigger audience, they don't really care about sharing your thing. And like this guy was telling me what he does is say, you know, would you share it? And then when the episode's released, he's like, remember you promised to share it, to kind of like encourage people, where I'm like the opposite because my show notes are just not as sharp as I want them. I'm really working on getting my show notes. Like sometimes I'm timid about even being like, your episode's up, because I think I'm going to get back there and fix their show notes. And I don't always do it. So I'm, but I need to work on that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I think it's smart because there is good content that you can pull and this
on...
is all about getting your message out, right? And building a platform and all those things. So I think it's just a good idea. I mean, and what the heck? We're all in this together, right?
Yes. So what podcast do you like to listen to?
Oh, that's great. That's a great question. I really like Permaculture Voices by Diego Futter. And he interviews a lot of people and, you know, all the big names like Curtis Stone and Nick Ferguson and, you know, Joel Salatin, you know, all the permaculture folks, he's got them on there. And it's about gardening, it's about business, it's about, you know, sustainability, all those things. And I really like that one. I like listening to Curtis Stone. Sometimes I'll listen to Jack Spirko. Sometimes I'll listen to the radio. I'm always looking for good content, good information. So, hey, I even started listening to yours. So there we go.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah, you bet. I wanted to find out what am I going to be on.
Oh, cool.
So I had to listen.
Okay. Did you hear that little bell? That is my email opening. Oh, you didn't? That's interesting because it made like this weird bell I've never heard before.
I thought it was just my phone maybe that was buzzing or something.
Oh, okay. So hopefully that's done. I'm just going to close out of that and hopefully that's not going to interrupt us then. I was kind of worried because I was like, oh, I don't know. Plus, I was worried like he didn't give me time to back my computer up. And I was like, ooh, because I just went to this amazing Pod Mastery workshop and I'm like, my Pod Mastery pictures are on there and everything. But then I thought, oh, well, they're on my phone. And I did make a keynote, like a PowerPoint presentation about it that I wouldn't want to lose because it took me like 3 hours to do that the night I got home from the thing. But I don't think it seems like everything worked good. So anyway, it'd be nice if you fixed
I haven't been to any of those podcasting type. I'm not in the circuit or a part of those groups. I know there's some bloggers that are trying to meet here locally and, garden bloggers that are trying to meet locally. But I haven't been to anything like that. I think that would be really fun.
So I it's so weird because I, like, when I went to college, I was an art major way back in the late 80s, 90s. And, like, you probably could not have gotten me to go into a business building, take a business class for, like, the life of you. And for the last 3 years, I am addicted to business podcasts. And every single thing I can learn about business. Like, and I feel like from listening to business podcasts, I practically have an MBA in running an online business. Now, how much of that I'm putting into practice and is really working? So the guy who started the podcast I listen to the most is this guy, John Lee Dumas, who has a show called Entrepreneur on Fire.
Okay.
And he started after his show is a daily show. It's 25 minutes. He asks the same questions of basically every guest. It's kind of like some people call it the cookie cutter version. But as far as I'm concerned, it's perfect for me. I get to hear a new person. I know the questions. I don't know. It works for me. He's on episode 1260 and I have missed like 8 of them. I mean, I've listened and I try to listen to other people and they just don't work for me. I mean, he has a huge following, so he's obviously hit a thing. And then if you want to know more, you know, a lot of his guests are on other shows. I feel like you can go learn more. You can go to their website. You can get more. I love the way his show, I don't know, he just speaks to me. And then after he started, people started asking him about podcasting. How's he monetizing his podcast? How's he doing all this podcast stuff? And he ended up starting a thing called Podcaster's Paradise.
I saw that.
And it's, I'm so glad I got in when I did because the price has just grown and grown and grown and grown and grown. And now it's really expensive. Because I lost my Skype. Hot. Oh.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, that was weird. Did I drop off?
Yep, Skype just does that. Yeah. So I don't know where I was talking. Did you hear about
You were talking about Michael O'Neill and
you got that part. Okay.
Yep.
So they offered a 1-day workshop where you went for the whole, for 8 hours and they would like, you got to sit in the hot seat for 20 minutes and they limited it to 15 people and just they did a training in the morning and a training afterwards and we all got in the hot seat and it was so worth it to me.
Huh.
But I haven't gone to other podcasting. I'm more likely to go to like a gardening workshop.
Yeah,
I'm going to like gardening workshop, kind of probably like you are like, but that was worth it to me to go there. And they gave me specific advice. And most of all, they said, you have a hit show and you need to like, you know, take it to the next level. And just having them say that, because even though my numbers, because you never know, and numbers are very subjective.
Right.
And John always says, as long as you show a consistent 10% growth, for, you know, 2 or 3 months in a row. He's like, if you're not showing 10% growth after 3 months, then you need to pivot.
Right.
He's like, or rethink something. But he's like, as long as you have that. And I've always had 20% growth since the day I aired.
That's great.
So
that's really good. That's really good. Yeah, a couple couple more that I listened to, Michael Hyatt and Jeff Goins.
That's funny because Michael Hyatt's where I started, and that's how I found John. He was the very first one. I love Michael Hyatt.
Oh, Michael is great. Yeah, he's really
good.
Who's
the other one? Jeff Goins.
Jeff Goins. He's a writer in Nashville too. Yeah. So he was an advertising.
Go ahead.
No, he was an advertising guy that pivoted to writing his own book. He was kind of miserable and started writing his own books, and now he got a six-figure income writing his own books, and this is like 3 years down the road, 4 years down the road. So yeah, really interesting people, you know.
And you said you listened to his podcast.
Yes, I listen to their podcast. Who else do I listen to? Oh, the School of Greatness guy. I listen to him.
Yeah, Lewis House. I joined SOGA too. The School of Greatness Academy.
Yep.
Gotta say, I've learned a lot from Lewis House too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's another guy that just kind of did it, you know.
Yeah.
Did I lose you again? No, good.
No. I'm just Googling Jeff Goins and who is he?
Yeah.
His name sounds
and he's
really
another
familiar.
Nashville guy, you know?
Yeah, isn't that funny? That whole Nashville little.
Oh, Dave Ramsey.
That guy. I was like, you haven't
Jeff
heard of
Goins,
yeah.
Michael Hyatt, John Dan Acuff. Miller. He's down in Nashville. He's good. I like him too. Okay. Oh, and then there's a guy, John Suskovich, I think is his name. He's interviewing a bunch of farmers and urban farmers and that kind of thing. He used to be on Howard Stern show, did lights for them or something like that. And I just stumbled across his stuff like last week, and it's kind of fun listening to him talk to different people about stuff, you know, and yeah, you know, it's when I'm driving or something, it's good to listen to those folks.
Yeah. And I do a lot of driving. I don't know about where you are, but I spend a lot of time in my car.
Yeah, or doing dishes. I listen to a lot of podcasts.
I spend way more time
doing
my. Yeah, that's a good one. That's what I. Yeah, yep. Dishes, laundry.
Mm-hmm.
I've even been doing it. You know, it was so funny. I was like, would anybody listen to a podcast while they're gardening? But you know what? I have listeners who tell me they do, and
yeah.
I've even started. I'm like. Because one of my goals this year is to help my husband more in our garden, because he's really the gardener at our house.
Okay.
And so I've been finding that that kind of helps me if I turn my podcast on while I'm down there. But then I kind of like get inspired and I'm like, I got to get to my computer.
Yeah. No, I'll do the same. And fortunately, where we are, our yard's pretty small, so the Wi-Fi gets out back there. So that's good. So I can post stuff pretty quick and, you know, listen to stuff as I'm doing stuff in the backyard. But I imagine someday we'll have a little bit more property and be able to do some more things. So I might not be able to listen without downloading.
I know. I told my husband the other day I went to play tennis for the first time. I was like, do you think I can make it through two sets without touching my phone? And of course I didn't. I had to take a picture of the mountains by the tennis courts before the in-between sets. My partner was laughing at me. But I
Yeah, my wife
Facebook
was laughing. I was doing the same thing this weekend. We were at a winery and I was taking pictures and she's like, oh, I better, you know, better take a picture of this. Hurry up. I'm going to drink it. Oh, okay. Yeah,
nice. I went to this documentation and sharing knowledge. As I listened to this other guy, Ray Higdon, and he's always like, if you go to a conference or you take a class and you don't take notes and share your notes, if you don't share your notes, that's like throwing uncashed checks in your garbage.
Oh,
that's what he calls them. He's like, you should be sharing those notes. Well, his program's called Invest, Learn, Teach. So invest in yourself, learn something new. And he says people always fail on the teach part. Anywhere you go, anything you do, take notes and share those notes.
Oh, that's good. That's really
uncash
good.
Checks, he calls them. Yeah. Hmm. Okay, should we introduce you to the audience?
Sure, yeah. We're having way too much fun.
I know. Well, isn't that the best thing about podcasting? To me, podcasting has been like the best way for me to meet my peeps. Like, I nailed my avatar. Do you know what an avatar is? Like, your ideal listener, your ideal. And they were like, you nail. And it was funny because, like, at my workshop, there were only four of us that had actually launched out of the 15. So the other 11 people, some of them were brand new, hadn't even heard of podcasting to it. Other people had been there. Why isn't this working?
There it is. This, my computer completely shut off. So I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of Tom and I talking about podcasting and the links to all the things we talked about. If you're thinking of starting your own podcast, remember, listeners, if you ever want to talk to me about anything, I'm always happy to jump on Skype or a phone call. If you have questions about podcasting or gardening or anything I can help you with, if I don't know the answer, I'll reach out to anybody I can to find you the answer. So thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Did you know that you could support the Organic Gardener podcast without doing anything differently? If you're going to buy something on Amazon.com, since I'm an Amazon affiliate, if you go to Amazon through a link on my page, which every book that is listed on my website is linked to Amazon.com, you don't have to buy that book, but anything you buy that day from Amazon will give me a very, very small commission, but I got to tell you, it would sure help pay for, you know, just some of the basics it costs to keep the podcast up there. So if you like what you hear and you did want to give me just a little bit of support, that would be a great way for you to do it. If you're already going to Amazon to purchase something, like I said, all the books are linked up to because I am an Amazon affiliate. And so just if you didn't know anything, you don't have to buy that specific book, but just if you go to Amazon through my website, they do still give me a commission. So thanks for your support. This is Jackie Marie Beyer, and I am just hoping that you're as excited to be learning and gardening this spring as I am. And so I'm really wondering what you're up to this spring. And I'm super excited to announce that I am finally going to launch my Facebook group, the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. So I really want to hear about your journey, and I really hope that you will come there and share your questions, your successes, your challenges, your pictures, your, you know, connect with the other listeners in the audience and, you know, what's your vision for the future, or what's your vision for your garden, for your organic oasis? You know, are you planting flowers? What are you doing? You know, what project are you taking on this spring, this summer? You know, I really want to learn, you know, what do you want to know? Is there, you know, what kind of guests do you like? You know, who have you enjoyed? Who would you like to hear more of? You know, what topics are you really enjoying? You know, is it raising honeybees or planting perennials, or, you know, what kind of seeds are you looking for? You know, are they annuals, perennials? You know, what kind of vegetables, what kind of herbs are you planting? What flowers? Do you have any questions that we can answer? You know, what guests have you liked the most? You know, so what is there something you want me to find out? Like, I'm really going to try to be as active in Facebook, the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook page and the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group. So, you know, if you're interested in, you know, learning more and reaching out and connecting with other people, you know, especially, you know, the great thing about it is all of a sudden, you know, you might meet three people who are in your area. Just like since I started my podcast, you know, I met Robin Kelson and Laura Behenna. So it was so fun to see them last week. And Pamela Lund, who, if you haven't heard her episode, she's just got a great story. You know, well, Robin's been in the top 10 since she aired. But to meet these, you know, people, and then I went to the Aero Conference and met more people that are living locally near me here in Montana that I never knew till I started my podcast. And so if you join the Organic Gardener Podcast Facebook group, you'll probably meet people in your area. And then maybe I'll be able to find some people from the other states, because I think I'm up to like state 20 or 21 still. So there's still more states that I haven't interviewed people from than states that I have. One of these days I'm going to read that list and try to get some people, some listeners. Listeners always make great guests, I think. You've all got more knowledge than you think to share, and some answer that somebody else has been looking for. So if you want to come on and share your gardening journey, you know, I'm always looking. But today I really want to talk about, you know, join our group. You know, let me know, what can I do for you? Even if you don't want to do the Facebook thing, I totally understand. Or if you have another channel that you like, you know, reach out to me, email me, go to the website. You know, you can connect with me. There's the get in touch page. There's a listener survey on there where you can, you know, which basically is just easy questions about, you know, what's your biggest challenge that I can help you with? But just most of all, I hope if you want to, you will come join the Facebook group, connect with me, and just let's change the world together. Thanks for listening. And remember to grow.